Hello again, and welcome to the October 15th of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. I am your host, discussionist, and I think that may be a new word, I'm not sure, but I'm Marv Pikla, and I will check my Webster's dictionary just to make sure that maybe the discussionist term is a new word, but no matter. Thank all of you so much for joining me again this month for another opportunity to talk about leadership and communication and professional development and, of course, innovation. It's hard to believe that since 2016, I've shared these learning moments with you, and we've had more than 80 discussionist episodes. What a great, fun run. And even better, this month's topic comes to us by way of a special request from a Learning Moments listener and someone who reads those III blogs every week. The spinoff message comes in the way of trying to get people to listen a little better. And so this month, the topic will be understanding understandability. Yep, you heard it. Understanding understandability. Simply explained, we're going to talk and discuss the question, do people really get what's being said during today's conversations and or the information that's contained in written messages? Do people strongly practice the action of full understandability during their communication moments? Do they? I want you to stop and think hard about those questions. What do I think? Well, first, I think that personal understandabilities have been severely weakened by the ever-increasing volume of information that comes to us every day. Radio, television, emails, texts, newspapers, regularly, and yes, even these podcasts have made it impossible for people, I believe, to fully gain understandability about an issue or a product or a service. Information overload is the most common descriptor for this growing anti-understandability phenomenon. And I believe it negatively affects all age groups and for sure every workplace, every day, today. Another challenge that results in not understanding understandability is the evolution and growth of part-time or selective listening. Yep, part-time or selective listening. Now, I get accused of part-time and selective listening in my household all the time. But it's not because of a weakness of my understandability potential. But seriously, I believe that as the attention spans of individuals has grown shorter over time, and again, because of information overload, people have become part-time listeners and often effectively hear only half of any intended message. Similarly, with regard to selective listening, I think people have reduced their understandability capacities by choosing to listen and read intently based on the source of that information. Okay? In other words, if people view the message deliverer in a high-value way, they do not choose to screen out part of a message or communication. However, on the flip side, if they choose to selectively disregard the message because they have little regard or respect for the person speaking, full understandability declines. Finally, think about today's need for immediate gratification, especially among young people. if they start listening and decide what is being said or what they believe that they're reading doesn't impact them right now, their application of understanding, understandability fades quickly. Okay, now we've probably spent too much time talking about everybody's reasons and weaknesses for understanding, understandability. But how do you improve this situation? Well, I guess I would recommend by starting by imagining yourself leading a workshop on better listening and better understandability practices. And I think you'd cover topics like coaching people to listen more and listen completely, asking good questions, making sure that you encourage people to ask good questions that drive the need individually and as a group to improve their understandability of what's being discussed. And number three, explain the value of taking notes always on everything. Okay? It's not just an occasional thing for understandability. It's an improvement every time. And last, recommend that people try and be the example of good listening instead of the other side. Well, we are way out of time, and in so many ways, we have only touched the topic of understanding, understandability ever so much. However, if you practice, I believe those four things, coaching people to listen more and more completely, the whole message, asking good questions to drive and improve understandability, explaining the value of taking notes, not occasionally, but all the time, and being the example of good listening, I know that if they were part of your workshop, everybody would be doing better in that listening area and understanding everything more. And in a simple way, taking personal responsibility for improving their understandability. My guess is that they'll get it. But thank you so much for listening to this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. And we'll talk more next month.